Along with its massive size, powerful jaws and dagger-like teeth, investigators discovered something else. Megalodon stalked its prey with an extraordinary range of sensors.
Megalodon didn't just move through the ocean moved through Megalodon. It swam with its mouth open so water would flow over its gills and it could breathe, but it also took information from the water.
Living great white shark has the largest percentage of its brain devoted to the sense of smell. In terms of their head, can be described as giant noses with fantastically large jaws and teeth attached, and also pretty good eyesight.
With a clear picture of how the Meg attacked its prey, the investigation took another turn. Paleontologists studied the skeletons of whales that had been attacked and eaten by megalodons and found something unusual. Evidence that when this shark attacked a whale, it targeted one specific area, the flipper.
If you look at fossil whale bones from the time when megalodons were around, about two-thirds of the bones you find with bite marks on them are from the shoulder region. And if you think about that, that makes a great deal of sense, because as a prey is attacked, such as a whale, and it tries to turn, it's going to turn around its center of mass. And that's in the shoulder region, so that part of the whale is going to move the least as it tries to escape.
With enormous mass, clever hunting methods, and armed to the teeth, paleontologists believed that Megalodon was unequaled in the prehistoric seas. They were wrong. In 1992, a new discovery in Japan would reveal a massive second deep-sea monster, one previously unknown to science. During the age of dinosaurs, Tyrannosaurus Rex ruled the Earth. But 50 million years later, a larger, more terrifying creature would emerge.